Hello students, welcome back to today's lesson. Still on our topic, functions of verbs, which we started last week. Remember, we talked about functions of verbs that apart from showing action of the subject, that a verb can equally be used to show time of action, time by which an action took place, thereby resulting to what we call tense, the English tense in grammar. We now talk about the two main types of tenses, the simple present tense, the simple past tense. I probably let you know that others are called aspects of tense. And today we are going to talk about one of the aspects of the tenses we have, known as the simple feature, tense. This aspect of tense is used when one wants to say something that has not yet happened, but will happen at some time in the future. So the simple future tense is used when you want to say something that has not yet happened, but that thing will happen at some time in the future, though a future is indefinite, and that is why it is not added as a time. Because there's no particular time that is future, called future. You're not sure. It might or might not happen. It is made up of two parts to form the simple future. It is made up of two parts in forming it. We have the modal auxiliaries, will or shall, which is used in forming future, and the base of infinitive form of the verb. The future is formed with the modal auxiliaries, will or shall, and the base or infinitive form of the verb. Let's take for example, I shall see you tomorrow. Shall is the modal auxiliary, see is the base. We shall be there next week. Shall is there, be is there as the base. He will do the assignment later. Will auxiliary, do the base. She will graduate next year. Will auxiliary, graduate, the base. It will end next month. Will auxiliary, end, the base. So what are we trying to emphasize? As we can see from these examples, I, the subject I and we, are the only ones that go with what the auxiliary shall. While the other ones, other singular, whether singular subjects or plural subjects, whether noun or pronoun, apart from I and we, can go with the auxiliary will, and that's the rule. Now, talking about this future tense or future aspects of tense using the shall and will, we can equally find out that will and shall cannot only be used for it can equally be used to show, make suggestions, to make what suggestions. For example, shall we leave at once? We shall leave at once. That is a suggestion. Again, these sentences we have used as sentence as examples under future are examples of what we call positive sentences. They are positive. To form their negative, we can equally form their negative. And what do we mean by negative? It simply means sentences which can be formed by adding not after the auxiliary verbs or the verb and the verb be. In the positive sentence, in the example, for example, when we talked about the present tense, we have something like he comes to school every day. He comes to school every day. They come to school every day. Remember, we said we have two forms of forming the present: verb ending with s, which goes with singular subjects, and verb ending without s, which goes with what, plural subject. So to change them to negation, that is negative, we just add not after the making use of the verb do or does. Does for those singular verbs and do for plural verbs and plural pronoun subjects. Now we have he comes to school every day because he does not come to school every day. They come to school every day because they do not come to school every day. So these are examples of negations, negative sentences. Then for the past tense, We can have something, when we have something like, he came to school yesterday, came, past tense. We can change it to negative by saying, he did not come to school yesterday. Inviting the use of did, the verb, main verb, came, will no more be a past because did has not shown that it is a past, will become come. Then in future, which we are talking about today, can have, when we have something like, he will come to school tomorrow, can be changed to negative as he will not come to school tomorrow, using the use of what? Not, after the auxiliary. Also, we should equally note that these sentences can equally be used to form questions. He does not come to school every day, or he comes to school every day. If it is a positive, you change it to question by saying, does he come to school every day? Which either needs either yes or no answer. Doesn't he come to school every day? That is the negative. The same thing too. Do they come to school every day? Don't they come to school every day? Did he come to school yesterday? Didn't he come to school yesterday? That's for past. Then for future. Will he come to school tomorrow? Would he come to school tomorrow? We should equally notice that in using the future, just like the simple present tense and the simple past tense, it equally has its own adverb of time, which denotes that the time is still in future. Looking at the sentences in the examples we have given above, you can find out that we make use of words like tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 2 days coming, and so on, or 2 weeks time, and so on and so forth, to show that the time is still in future. Then, we can equally find out from the above examples that while forming the negative questions, we make use of short forms of the auxiliaries for the negation word not, like does not becomes doesn't, do not becomes don't, did not becomes didn't, will not, won't, shall not, shan't, and so on and so forth. Lastly, we should know that when a verb, the verb you are using in forming any form of this tense, must agree with the subject in every sentence. The verb must agree with the subject in every sentence. That is, when you are using a singular verb, the singular verb must go with a singular subject. And when you are using a plural verb, it must go with a plural subject. I hope we'll still remember what we mean by singular verb and plural verb. Singular verbs in present tense ends with what? S or without S. That is when we have singular and plural in verbs. It's only in present tense we have singular and plural. When a verb ends with S, it is a singular. That is to say, it has to go with a singular subject or any of the third person singulars. That singular noun and or any of the third person singular. Then when a verb does not have S ending, but it's still in present tense, it goes with a plural subject as a noun or other personal pronouns apart from the third person singulars. Remember, the future aspect of tense is used to talk about something that will happen in future, but it has not yet what happened. Thank you. Now, what follows next is the assignment below, which you are supposed to do to know whether you understood the topic. Thank you and God bless you. See you in the next class.